George speaking.
Hey George, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good. I heard you were just in touch here with Jeremiah, is that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah. So I got the file transferred over here. He's got his hands full right now with some deals here. I just wanted to kind of circle back, and it looks like you were interested in our equipment financing program here.
Yeah.
Okay, what was it you were maybe looking to do there?
Get an embroidery machine.
Okay, okay. And I have down here in the notes that he took 10K to 40K. Is that sounding right there?
Yeah, that's about right.
And why the broad range there? Is that just depending on the model? And
Yeah, depending on the model, how many heads you got, you know what I mean? So,
is that new or used?
Oh, it's new.
New, okay, okay. And have you purchased one of these in the past before, or is this the first one you're looking to bring on for the business?
This is the first one I'd be to add to the collection.
Okay, okay. And what is it you do there with the business there? I just have a fashions kind of SIC.
We do custom clothing as well, as far as custom suits, custom shirts, custom apparel, jackets. And we also do retail as well, too. So we do a wide variety of things.
Okay. And is this all under one location that you do that, or is this multiple locations?
Well, we got two locations. We got two locations, but we all do all this under one location.
Okay. Okay. And so when were you looking to bring this piece of machine on? Did you have some projects coming up here in the near future? What was kind of the time frame there?
Well, I'm always looking to bring it on ASAP because we always get, you know, orders for embroidery. I outsource it.
I see. And, I mean, is this something you've been wanting to get into? What's the... the motive there for getting an embroidery machine, just if you haven't had it before.
So I can just do the work myself instead of having to outsource it.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you've been having to outsource that part in the past? Okay, okay. And with the machine there, was it just one you were looking to bring on, or was there multiple units?
Well, right now, just one to see how this particular machine worked, and then... If it's stellar, then, you know what I mean, we'll look to pick up another one for the other location.
Okay, okay. In past times there, when you guys did purchase equipment, did you guys finance it, or did you pay cash? How were you guys able to do that in the past?
Well, some machines and equipment we pay cash for, some we finance.
I see. Just kind of depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I see. And so with the equipment programs here, you know, they are kind of heavily based there on the credit situation. How would you rate your credit there? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, my credit is decent. It's good.
Do you have a ballpark figure there? Or do you remember what it was the last time you pulled it?
Right about 660 or something, 670 or something.
Okay, okay. So you're right around the national average, just under it. But you're definitely in the realm of being able to get approved there on the equipment programs there. And as far as the business itself, how long have you guys been in business?
10 years.
10 years?
10 years, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you guys have been through some serious economic times there, I'm sure.
Yes.
I got you. So you know, with these approvals, there's basically the big three that we look at. It's going to be time in business, it's credit, and then it's basically your top line revenue. Do you guys know what you did in sales there last year for the business?
It was $42,000.
Okay. And was that for both locations or just the one?
That was just for one.
Okay. The other location there, what do you guys do on that one?
The other location, that was like $80,000. That was like double.
Oh, wow. Okay. And is the other location, is it under the same business name, or is it a different federal tax ID? How's the other location work there with the business?
Well, that one is, you have two businesses, which is George Lewis Fashion and which is the Coldest Collection. So the George Lewis Fashions, which end up investing into the Coldest Collection franchise, which end up opening a front, the Coldest Collection Southfield. So mm-hmm. the Coldest Collection in Oak Park is, you know, them are, you know, that's on a separate tax ID number than George Lewis, you know.
Okay. I'm just trying to get a picture here because, you know, the more cash flow you do have on the business, the better it's going to look like when it gets to the approval stage. I mean, would you be at all interested in taking the equipment out under the other business, or did you want to try and shoot for the...
No, it can take up under... It can go up under the Coldest Collection.
Okay. I'm just trying to, you know, get you the best approval possible, and if your sales are almost double what they are at this one, I would just, in my opinion, and the deals we've done in the past, the larger your sales are, the better it's going to help you out. But what we can do is, what did you say the name of the other location was? Coldest Collections? Is that what you said? George, you there?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
You hear me?
Oh, there we go. What's the name of the other location there? You said, is it Coldest Collection?
Coldest Collection.
Okay. Honestly, in my opinion, just like I said, based on past experiences, I would probably try and get it financed under that one, just because it's going to fall more in line with the piece of equipment that you are looking to bring on. And then, I mean, if you want to use it for the other location, you can use it wherever you want to. But how long has that other business been in business? Is it 10 years as well?
That one's been in business.
Hello? George, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go. How long has that other business been in business there? Is it 10 years as well, or is it older, younger?
It's been 15. It's been 15.
Okay. What we can do here, what's a good email there for you, George?
It is G-E-E.
Okay.
LOUIS number 11 at gmail.com.
Okay, I got GEELOUIS 11 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to shoot you an email. It's just going to have a list of what we would need to get the approval process going. It's just going to be a one-page app that will be attached to the email. It's going to be, did you file 2015 taxes yet, or did you guys file an extension?
No, 2015. I think 15. No, we ain't filed them yet.
You haven't filed yet?
No, we haven't.
Did you get an extension on it, I'm assuming?
What is it? It's 2016, right?
Correct. Yes, it is.
2016.
Yeah. So
we haven't filed 2015 yet.
Okay, so what we would need then is 2014's tax return with a copy of the 2015 extension, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. As soon as you're able to get that over to me, I can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours for what kind of approvals we'll be working with. Have you gotten a quote or an invoice yet on the embroidery machine that you were looking to bring on?
Yeah, I think so. I have to talk to my secretary because I think she had got all that for me.
Okay, just send the quote over there with the application, just so we know what type of piece of equipment we'll be working with. It'll just help with the approval process as well. But once you're able to get that, I can get you an answer. If you can, is this something that you sound that you have readily available, or is this something that might take a few days for you to gather?
No, it should be kind of soon. It should be okay. Quick. It's fairly quick.
Okay, yeah, as soon as you get that over to me then, we should be able to get you submitted to underwriting. I'll shoot you the email today and maybe follow up with you tomorrow just to make sure you received it and to see if you have any questions. But as soon as you get that back to me, we can get the ball rolling for you, okay?
All right.
All right, George. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.